ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: عرفت الله سبحانه بفسخ العزائم وحل العقود ونقض الهمم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, I came to know Allah the Glorified through the breaking of determinations, change of intentions, and losing of courage.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam's persona, and truly it is a universal persona because it transcends both time and place and national borders and ethnicities. The teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because they are from the source of the Holy Prophet, who in turn is from the source of the Almighty Allah, the teachings of these individuals become not only divine, but they also become timeless. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam's life is beautifully intertwined with knowledge and wisdom, true knowledge and true wisdom.
We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam says very beautifully that with knowledge, a human being can acquire obedience during their life and a good name after their death. Knowledge is the ruler, while wealth is the one ruled upon. And dear friends, you know, we find that this is really true. When one increases in knowledge, when one increases in what is said in Arabic as ma'arifa, when one has this knowledge of life and death, of Allah and His attributes, this knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt, knowledge of the traditions, and one acts upon it, really one becomes obedient to the Almighty Allah in their life. Without knowledge, this obedience will not come about. And if obedience does come about without knowledge, it is an obedience of a parrot, for example, which just follows but does not know why it is following. And so knowledge is that thing which helps us to know and voluntarily come into the obedience and the servitude of the Almighty Allah. And of course, with knowledge comes a good name after our death, for people will remember us as a person who had knowledge, a person who was intelligent, a person who was wise, even though our intention is not to have a good name for us after our death. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that knowledge is so valuable that even after we die, it will continue to be a benefit to every single one of us. A very profound and beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين
إليك. O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Whilst inside the shrine of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the visitor is recommended to busy themselves and engage with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's through the recitation of the Quran or through a number of important supplications, invocations, and ziyaras that indeed establish this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt. Here, for example, we are in the sahan, or the courtyard, so to speak, of Sayyida Fatima within the shrine of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And a visitor here is recommended to recite a number of supplications and ziyaras. One could recite Dua al-Sabah, the supplication for the morning from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Or Ziyarat Ashura, Ziyarat Warith, Ziyarat al-Jami' al-Kabira, Hadith al-Kisa, Dua Kumail ibn Ziyad, Dua al-Nudba, Dua al-Samat, Dua al-Tawassul, the Munajat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This and many other supplications are highly recommended. But of course, one of the most crucial is one that is referred to as Ziyarat Aminullah. Now, this ziyarah is not only specific for the shrine of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, but for every one of the ma'sumeen, whether it's in Madinatul Munawwara, whether it is in Najaf, Karbala, Kadhimain, Mashhad, or in Samarra. We are recommended to recite Ziyarat Aminullah, which is an authentic ziyarah established and one that is from the fourth holy Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Sajjad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Now this ziyarah is key because it's made up of two segments. The first is the greeting of the Imam, alayhi salam. The second is a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we recite this ziyarah and any others, it is crucial that we recite it in Arabic, but also to try and figure out and ascertain its meaning in our own languages too. For example, if it is English or any other language, let's read the translation and reflect on the words. Assalamu alayka ya Amin Allahi fi ardih. Peace and blessings be upon you, O the one who is entrusted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his vicegerent on his earth. Ashhadu annaka jahadta fillahi haqqa jihadih. I bear witness that you struggled in the path of Allah in the best possible way. وَعَمِلْتَ بِكِتَابِهِ And you worked to establish the teachings of Allah through the Holy Quran. وَاتَّبَعْتَ سُنَنَ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ And you followed the teachings and the path of his prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his holy progeny. حَتَّى دَعَاكَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ جِوَارِهِ فَقَبَضَكَ إِلَيْهِ بِاخْتِيَارِهِ Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised you towards him and made you in his proximity.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.